Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Yod, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about a two-story house owned by one person. The owner of the house lived on the bottom floor, and the renter lived on the top floor. Mishnah says, Habayit v'ha'aliyah shel shenayim. If there's a two-story house that's lived in by two different people, the owner on the bottom floor and the renter on the top floor. Nifhata ha'aliyah, and the floor of the upper story falls in. So it's not that the whole house collapses, but imagine the person's up there and then the floor falls out under him. So now there's nothing in between the bottom apartment and the top apartment. Ve'en ba'al ha'bayit rotzel taken. The owner of the house doesn't want to fix everything. Hare ba'al ha'aliyah yored ve'dar lemata ad shitaken lo et ha'aliyah. The person, the renter who lived on the upper story, is allowed to go down and live in the ground floor apartment until the owner fixes the floor of the upper story for him. That's talking about, the Gemara elaborates and says, only in a situation where their deal was, when the owner told the renter, I'm renting you this upper story, which is on top of this ground floor. So in other words, when he threw in that extra line of which is on top of this ground floor, there's indication there that if the above floor becomes unusable, then he's going to provide the lower apartment for him. That's understood in their agreement. We have to comment that it's not in every single case that if the floor falls in, that the renter could come to the owner's apartment. It's only when he threw in that line to their agreement. But the owner would be really obligated to fix that top floor, provide him with everything he needs in order to have that floor fixed. Rabbi Yose Omer, ha-tachton noten et ha-tikra v'ha-elyon et ha-ma'azeva. So according to the previous Tana, who said that the owner has to fix the floor on top, which is really his ceiling becomes the floor of the above apartment. He has to provide the wood in order to have the actual ceiling and then the floor of the above apartment. And he also has to provide the plaster, the ma'aziva, that would cover the wood. According to the Biyose, no. He only has to give him the wood that is going to serve as the ceiling for the bottom apartment and the floor for the above apartment. But the ma'azeva, the plaster that covers the wood, that's the responsibility of the renter of the upper apartment. Plaster is not needed in order to really strengthen the floor, but it ensures that it's smooth and flat. So therefore, according to the Biyose, since the upper apartment is now livable without that plaster, the landlord has no obligation to provide it. The renter could put it there on his own if he'd like to.